British authorities have freed five British citizens who were released yesterday from U.S. custody in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, where they were held for 2 years. The men, who were detained by the U.S. military during the war in Afghanistan, will face no charges. They spent their first day of freedom avoiding hordes of reporters, but some details about their time at Guantanamo are beginning to emerge. NPR's Emily Harris joins us from Tipton in central England, where three of the former detainees live. And Emily, besides avoiding reporters, what else have these men been doing since they were released?
Well, it's not very known what they've been doing because they've been avoiding reporters, but certainly we understand that they have been seeing their families again, first of all, families that they haven't seen for at least 2 years. There have been reporters outside of the three homes of the men who are from Tipton most of the day. That dwindled off as it got dark here, but I visited all three of the homes, and the lights are off in most of them, and most of the lights are off in all of them, and each home has a little sign on the door that says, please contact our lawyer or contact our media representative. It leaves the numbers. It says, please don't knock, in capital letters. So they are thought to be negotiating with some media outlets who are interested in paying for their stories, and all sorts of numbers rumored to be flying around, but in the tens of thousands of dollars at least.
Well, what has come out through their attorneys or their media representatives about their time that was spent in Guantanamo Bay, the 2 years of detention there?
A lot of details are still sketchy, but what is emerging is some information about conditions there. One former prisoner said through his lawyer that the conditions were inhumane and cruel. The details that I've been able to glean so far are things like loud music being played constantly, bright lights, air conditioning used, to all these things to put the prisoners in an uncomfortable position. No details have yet emerged as far as what kind of interrogation took place, how frequently they were interrogated, or whether they were simply left in their cells for a long period, what types of questions the authorities, the American authorities who run Guantanamo Bay, asked. All those questions, which would give us some greater insight as well, still have not been answered from these released former detainees.
Emily, tell us about the community there in Tipton, which is where three of these five men are from. What's the situation there? How are people reacting both to the imprisonment and now the release of these men?
Well, Tipton is a small community just west of Birmingham, a big industrial area in central England, and it's an area that has a Muslim community in Tipton of just a few percent, but in the whole Birmingham area, it's about 10% of the community. It's a quite a depressed area. There's been a high numbers of unemployment, and according to Muslim leaders that I spoke to today, that's hit the Muslim community quite hard. It's the area where these three grew up. They all grew up, their families live within a couple of blocks of each other, in a neighborhood of double-storied cement or brick homes, with a Muslim community center and a mosque in one of the houses nearby. There has been mixed reaction. Obviously, the families are quite glad to have these men come home. But there are some questions being raised, even among Muslims I've talked to in the area. They really want to know what these guys were doing in Afghanistan when they were picked up by the U.S. military.
Okay, Emily, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Emily Harris in Tipton, England.